This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Stories by humor columnist and author Celia Rivenbark have been adapted for the stage before, but the latest play with her name on it was written as a play and with a co-author.
I'm Celia Rivenbark, and I wrote this play, Southern Fried Bitch, with Kevin Parker. We came up together with the concept over some beers one night. We were watching a Clemson game. I had zero interest in it because I'm a Carolina basketball girl, and he's a State fan, so we're at this party, and we just weren't interested. And so he says, you know what makes me mad is the Food Network, how fake they are on some of those shows. And he said, I think that would be a funny TV show. And I was like, oh, I think that would be an awesome play for Theater Now. And so he and I, because he's a funny guy, he's an engineer at Corning, you know, he's super smart, but super funny. And so we would just meet and just kind of spitball back and forth. And he's really quite knowledgeable about Food Network, and I'm obsessed with Food Network. So it was a really good partnership, you know. He understands the fake nature, but it's also very funny. You can watch those shows and just kind of inject your own little smart comments, which is kind of how I get through life anyway, day to day.
I'm Elizabeth Michaels, and I play Nee Nichols in Southern Fried Bitch.
Elizabeth, tell me about Nee Nichols.
You know, it's funny. At first when I read her, I thought, wow, this is one mean person, one mean woman. But I really have come to the conclusion that this is a woman who is supporting her family and has for a long time, has brought them up out of the holler. They were dirt poor and ignorant. And she has raised them up through just clawing her way up to the top. So though she is mean and talks horribly to people, she has really supported her family. And you have to kind of give props to people who everything is about their family.
I love that she just said that because Elizabeth knows I've said this millions of times by now, but I wrote the part for her because I knew that she could bring the nuances of Nee, because you're exactly right. You know, there is more to her. And it does come out in the play. I mean, she is a vile character, but we understand, you know, why, how she got that way. She has a philandering husband. Her children are brats. There's a lot more to her than meets the eye.
This production is not a musical, but songwriter Catesby Jones contributed new music for the show.
Catesby Jones, who is beloved as a Wilmington singer-songwriter, contributed three original songs that are play between the acts, and they're funny, and they're just a joy to listen to. I gave him the script, and Catesby being Catesby, he just looked at the script. I'd say within 5 or 6 days, we were sitting on my porch, and he was performing them. I honestly think that there is not a laugh a minute. There's like a laugh a second. It is constant. It is unrelenting. You know, the jokes just come bam, 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 bam.
That's Celia Rivenbark and Elizabeth Michaels from Southern Fried Bitch, the new play by Celia and Kevin Parker. The production is on stage at Theater Now through July 28th. Find our extended conversation and the menu for this dinner show at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media. Solid gold, a dish, dish, and dishes to satisfy your soul. After one bite, even a Yankee would know.